Have you ever noticed that car commercials have a lot of nature in them? The car that's being sold is always climbing up a boulder, ripping through the mud. Like this commercial.
The new Jeep Liberty Renegade.
A Native American-looking man drives over some rugged terrain when he comes across a seal stranded on the ice.
It gives you the power to conquer nature.
As he approached the seal and raised a harpoon over his head, you thought he was going to hurt the seal.
As well as the ability to protect it.
Instead, he plunges a hole in the ice, and another seal pops out to be reunited with the first. The commercial ends with the sound of chirping crickets and the hoot of an owl. But listen to that announcer one more time.
It gives you the power to conquer nature, as well as the ability to protect it.
Over the next decade, Generation Y will be elbowing out the baby boomers in the marketplace. What that means is you'll be seeing fewer commercials about conquering nature and a lot more about protecting it. Here's why that's happening. According to research, Generation Y cares strongly for the environment, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. Whereas boomers theoretically care, but they're a lot less willing to financially back that concern. But for everyone, nature speaks to something inside us, and advertisers know this. Art Spinella is the president of C&W Research.
Well, for the most part, most consumers have an enormous response to natural settings, whether it's the agrarian part of just human nature or human beings.
He calls this response a hot button. Spinella says advertisers use it to sell everything from beer to cars.
It plays off of a really instinctive, basic attitude that a lot of consumers have. It's kind of like going on vacation to somewhere and looking around and going, gee, I could really live here. This would be terrific. But the reality is that I have a job and it happens to be in an urban or suburban environment, and I can't leave that to live in the desert.
Car salespeople will also tell you we have this nature hot button. They say it's all about knowing you could drive in the rugged wilderness if you needed to. Here's a car salesman who simply goes by the name of Mike.
They want to be able to know they can do it. But it doesn't happen. They never do it. I think I had an Explorer once myself, and the most off-road I was in the wintertime, I think I went on the sidewalk or something. I mean, that was about the most off-road I ever did.
So what are people really doing with their cars? Is it anything like the commercials? Well, it's not just about conquering mountaintops.
I'm driving a Toyota 4Runner. I needed something to tow my boat, and I was looking for a quality car.
Part of the reason I bought a little SUV is I like to sit up high, and the SUV can really offer the height.
I don't actually go off-roading with it. I can get away for weekends and pack a load of gear. I can tow a light trailer. It's just a good all-round little sport utility vehicle.
I've helped friends move before, and all the seats, the entire back folds down, and I can fit like a whole full mattress in the back.
So it turns out most people aren't mud bogging on a regular basis, but it's important that they have the option to mud bog. And advertisers are hip to this desire. Car buyers can keep the fantasy alive, as long as they're willing to fork over some serious cash for the price of the vehicle and the cost of gas. Car salesmen say the number one thing buyers ask them about is money. As in, how much will I have to spend? They say potential buyers never ask them about off-roading or driving through nature, but they know that the inkling is there. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.